So can you kind of just walk me through your story, Carlo? Where you bought your ticket, where you checked it, and just how you reacted?
Well, it was Casey's in New Hampton,
Okay.
and there was a blurb that came over our
Inner office
inner
email.
office email, and they said, "Oh my gosh, there's a winner of 2 million in New Hampton. Who bought the ticket? Hopefully someone from our office or, that we
Yeah.
know." So I went ahead and ran out to my vehicle because this was Tuesday afternoon when this little blurb came up, and I said, "Oh my gosh." And then they said, "This person, though, bought the power play." I said, "Oh my gosh." So that just eliminated, So I said, "Oh, okay, I better run out to my vehicle.
She was like
Just,
this
you know."
to me, and I'm
And I
like,
didn't even know what the power play was at the point of it, because the Saturday before it was 10. So I thought, "Oh wow, this could be fun. This could be interesting." So it ended up where I got the ticket. I quickly looked at them, and I looked on my cell phone to see the numbers, and my ticket was on my sun visor.
Oh my
And
gosh.
so I'm like, "Oh." So it stayed there all night, and I just went and got it and looked at the numbers. I'm like, "Wow. Wow."
How does that when you
And
come in?
yeah, so I
And so I
go.
go into the door that she's got a customer call. So just and she's had to get the customer ticket. So and she goes like this, and I had a guy sitting that needed answers, and he left. Well, then she goes like this, and she shuts the door, and she goes, "We won." I said, "Well, won what?" She goes, "We won." And I said, "Won what?" And she goes, "Look, here's the numbers, here's the ticket." And I went,
I said,
"How much did we
"2 million."
win?" She goes, "I think 2 million." I went, "No."
He said, "It wasn't the Powerball, not the big jackpot, but so that's basically." And then
Oh
from
my
there,
goodness.
we went home and
No, we didn't take lunch that day, so we decided, we'll run down to Casey's and check out. I said, "Well, you got to go to Casey's because that's where you bought it. She always buys them there." And so she went in and had a lady. Lady was real quiet. Said, "Woohoo, you're a winner." Lady was real quiet.
And so then we went ahead and went back to work, and then finished out the day, went home, and called the family and my two kids and my mother, and said, "Hey, we're winners."
That had to be hard to
No,
go
it
back
was.
to work knowing that you had just won such a large amount of money. Was that
And
difficult to focus?
it was.
Yeah.
It was difficult to go
It
back
became a
and
longest day.
the
Absolutely.
2 hours that we had left of work, we're like, what are we gonna do? To just, I can't concentrate, he can't concentrate, and the customers kept calling in for me, and so I ended up finishing then out the day, and then we ended up, going home and getting out a bottle of tequila
To
just to
celebrate.
celebrate,
Absolutely.
and having my mom come over, and my mom is 80, she's gonna be 83, and she's like, "You what?" I said, "Did you hear? Are your hearing aids? Are your hearing aids in?" And she goes, "Yeah." She said, "You won $2,000?" I says, "No." $20,000?" I says, "No. Add a couple more zeros. The decimal point needs to go." She goes, $2 million?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh my God." So she didn't sleep at all last night, or that night. That night at all.
Oh, that's
No. She
awesome.
was just like, I don't know what to say.
Oh, man.
So, yeah,
So,
we all.
for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe the moment you just realized you won $2 million? Like, what's the first thought that even enters your mind?
Come here, Keith.
Oh my God, what just happened?
Yeah.
What is it going to change? How am I going to change? And I say to myself, I'm not gonna change. You know what? I'm gonna put my pants on the same way as I did yesterday. I'm going to work.
Absolutely.
It's not something that, I want it there for my kids. I want my grandkids,
Yeah, absolutely. It's not
It'd
gonna
be really
change it.
interesting. This sounds terrible, but it'd almost be neat if I could skip like a generation and have it there for a, like the great, 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 you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of something.
Yeah.
And I would like to do something for like charities and stuff.
Yeah.
That it doesn't help one person out and wait for that person, those people, to have a handout. I want to make sure that we both give to an organization or charity that will help out multiple people.
Yeah.
Schools, church, different.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, this is a great blessing, and that's awesome that you're wanting to share that with the
community.
It
would never have happened if, you know.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. So you're going to take some of the winnings, put it towards charity. Have you thought about anything else that you want to do with it, or are you just going to save it for now?
Like maybe if it, or invest it in something that would give us the most return, solid, safe, 6-8%.
Sure.
To help finish paying out the taxes.
Absolutely.
For a year, and then just basically do some kind of safe. Yeah.
That's awesome. So charities, save some and invest some and be able to, you know, pass it on.
Make
to
sure that
generations.
Yeah, that the future generations will have something. You know?
Besides awesome. Your good looks.
Besides, yeah, to blow it. And so, yeah.
Awesome. I think it's really important that you're not going to change your day-to-day lifestyle. You're still going to do the same stuff, and it'll just be great to have this in savings and be able to tap into it in the, at some point in the future if need be. And, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I just
remember that airplane I've always wanted.
Are you guys going to do anything fun in the immediate future? You said you had a trip planned to Las Vegas. Is that right?
Yes, in April.
Awesome.
For my son's birthday.
Very
that
cool.
was prior planned.
Sure, sure.
Of course.